Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Dan Summers, Sports Radio 101.9 FM. Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Are we having fun tonight? From the kitchen, it is a good evening to you and IUB at 10:46 on a Tuesday evening on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there. On the other side of the kitchen at 345 Hudson Street, downtown Manhattan, Paulie Rosenberg. And no, from the 1-877-337-6666, it'll be a little bit more than a 2 hour and 15 minute schmooze right up until JJ After Dark at 1, right here on your fan, New York City.
As you can see, we're in a disaster.
You've got to trust in that ability and that it's going to turn. Doesn't mean you don't dig in and you don't grind and you don't look to where you can make subtle adjustments to continue to improve and put us in a position to start winning games.
It's too early to definitively say what may have caused this disaster. The investigation is underway, and investigators will consider all of the potential factors that could have contributed to the crash.
As a base hit to left field, and the Orioles take a 4-3 lead.
I am so sorry.
Ball game over, and Baltimore wins.
Yeah, this was all a huge disaster.
Over the top of the wall and gone. That's way to get your first hit, DJ Stewart.
That was a disaster.
It was humiliating is what it was.
And that'll do it. Ball game over. Baltimore win.
You got to have that belief, and that's the biggest thing right now, especially when we're going through a tough time.
This whole thing just has disaster written all over it.
So there's a bases loaded walk, give Holiday an RBI. Scoring is Severino. That run is charged to Tanaka.
Certainly, end of the world as we know it.
We need to play better, obviously.
So the Orioles take 3 out of 4 from the Yankees, and the Yankees in name only. They're not hitting at all.
Unfortunately, everything that I've seen, this is just truly devastating and heartbreaking. It's one of the worst disasters that I've seen in my career.
In this game, I don't care how good you are, that adversity's coming for you.
The second that I heard the noise, I knew a disaster was about to happen.
And a drive! Left center field! The bases, and it's a 10-run inning for the Blue Jays.
This is a disaster.
Fielded by VR, throws to first, and it's in time. Ball game over. Toronto wins.
And you've got to be able to handle it, and you've got to be able to deal with it, and you got to be able to make adjustments day to day, and we'll continue to work to do that.
What has to be probably the worst disaster ever to strike this community.
So whatever Brian Cashman, and as you know, he shuffled off to Buffalo and wanted to talk to the team before the game. Whatever Brian had to say, it didn't work. He might have had a better time visiting Niagara Falls or jumping into it. We all remember once upon a time, we had a pandemic and wondered if swallowing a disinfectant would make us better. We so missed what we wanted to see, the games people play. Now it's become clear. Be careful what you wish for. Now, if you're a Yankee fan, Metropolitan fan too, you're thinking of ingesting that disinfectant. That may be a better choice to take away the ailment watching the unwatchables both teams have become. Mention a Yankee, any Yankee you'd like to name. If he's not left in scoring position, he's not a Yankee. Apparently tired tonight of leaving men on, the Yankees decided to forego getting to base to begin with. And over the last four innings, a simple single since becoming, as they did, from inning number six through nine, it became like you were watching the Night of the Living Dead. Comatose, frozen in time, lost in Buffalo, swallowed by another baseball game that made summertime negotiations between Manfred and Clark, the owners and players, more thrilling, more exciting to follow than both the New York Yankees and also, yes, the New York Metropolitans. The Yankees have decided to play closer games losing. You're trying so hard to look at the positive, the bright side. Looking very good tonight, the Yankees losing. Certainly, Jay Happ, 6 1/3, 113 pitches, and striking out 10, he looked terrific. Of course, he was going to lose the game because the Yankees don't hit. Twice, with the bases loaded, they got a sacrifice fly out of it. The offense apparently is waking up. And so, as far as Yankee losses go, this was one of their better losses, trying to look at the positive side in a sea of negativity as the Yankees continue to float on the surface of the Dead Sea. Well, certainly tonight, unlike 24 hours ago after the 10-run sixth inning, well, the Yankees were keeping your attention tonight, keeping you awake until the final out, 2-1 tonight, 15 out of 20. You know all of these numbers. The Yankees feel their offense is coming around and figure by the end of the week they might produce more than a run on a sacrifice fly, having the bases loaded twice tonight. Gary Sanchez, everybody's favorite Yankee. He was not able to get a hit tonight, 0-for-4, but he hit the ball hard. You've got to look for something positive in this sea of negativity. But outside of a drop behind the plate, and Jansen also with a drop behind the plate, but certainly there was Gary Sanchez for the most part. You got to give him credit tonight. He was able to catch most of what Happ was throwing. And we did see him check a finger with a trainer, no doubt making you watching at home also check one of your fingers looking at Sanchez and the Yankees. Meanwhile, at City Morgue in Flushing, Metropolitan pitching once again living down to expectations with a couple of two-run homers early, setting the stage for the 11-2 loss, with Michael Wacha and company wiping all those smiles off the cardboard cutouts. You know how Howie Rose likes to put it in the books? Tonight, Howie had two books to choose from to put this one in. He thought Pet Sematary, but then decided to put this one tonight in Hell House, which is what City Morgue became. After 22 runs on 30 hits the last two games, the Metropolitans were held to a couple of runs, including Jeff McNeil. He hit his third homer in three games tonight. He's getting hot with everybody else tonight. Not. Waka, Gazelman, the anti-DeGroms. And to sum up New York baseball tonight, and for the most part, most of this wonderful season in the sun, this is how we might sum up New York baseball as we speak right now on this Tuesday night. Be sure to ask your doctor if Lysol is right for you. We'll take a break. We'll get to the wonderful happy calls tonight as we go through, I'm sure, over the next couple of hours. A happy recap. A happy recap, as the late Bob Murphy would call it. And happy it'll be tonight. Everyone is going to be in a good mood, and why not? The Yankees only lost by a run. And for the Metropolitan fan, you had choices after about the second inning. 1-877-337-6666. That'll be the number to call as we take you until JJ After Dark at 1 on your Fan New York.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.